Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Patrick Moody, who is the Director of Marketing, Public Relations and Community Engagement at Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital, just in our city, Santa Clarita. Patrick, for over 16 years now at New Leaf, we've focused on our core competence of helping people in organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organisation, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Patrick, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Paul. So as you said, I'm Director of Marketing, Public Relations, and Community Engagement for Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital. We're an independent nonprofit hospital with 330 beds. So my role as Director of Marketing and Public Relations is really to be the steward of the hospital's brand and the representative of the hospital and make sure the hospital represents itself in the way that we want to represent ourselves across all channels, marketing, advertising, public relations, social media, website. So kind of the steward of the brand is the way I look at that part of my job. Community engagement, as a nonprofit hospital, we're expected to give back to the community in a certain sense. We're expected to work to help keep the community healthy, involved in health-related projects. So, for example, we put on free health fairs. We offer a number of free classes and that kind of thing. And that is part of my department as well. As far as what makes organizations successful, I would say in my career, there are two things that I've really observed. One, and it's funny, they seem really simple, but as a consultant, I'm sure you know that they're not common, they're often not done. One is to set really clear goals. It's really helpful if everyone on the team knows what they're working for, especially if they're all working toward the same goal. Often, especially in healthcare where we're resource constrained, we have a lot of goals. We have a lot of things we're supposed to be doing. We can't do them all. So to have those goals really clearly prioritized so we know where we should really focus our efforts really brings clarity and a sense of purpose to the organization. What I've seen when that doesn't happen, you lack clarity, sense of purpose. And the second thing I would say is clear accountability. I always think it's kind of funny because in a lot of ways, accountability, that word has developed a negative connotation over the years. Who's accountable for that polluted river? Who's accountable for that terrible ad that was on TV? You know, who's accountable for a service? Whereas really, accountability in my mind is a very positive word. If someone wants to hold you accountable, there's no greater vote of confidence. Mm. So what really helps is when you really know who's supposed to be accountable for an outcome. I've seen situations where it's kind of unclear, things go south, and then there's a lot of this. Oh, he was supposed to do it or she was supposed to do it. And I've even seen situations where that's happened. And then to sort of fix it, they say, okay, you're in charge. You're supposed to make this happen. And then it does happen. It doesn't have to be one person, but to clearly know who's accountable for an outcome is very helpful to making sure things get done right. So really there's two things I would say. One is really clear goals, and the other is really clear accountability. Have those two things, they go a long way toward making an organization successful.
Mm. Oh, brilliant, Patrick. If I could just offer a quick response to that, I wouldn't normally, but as you know, we're a principle-based staff training and leadership development company. And the two things you've said there that immediately remind me of principles are like the first one is there's a principle that says, you know, if people don't have a vision, they'll kind of perish, they'll infight. And then the second point that you made there, that the principle that comes to mind is that really no involvement, no commitment, that people tend to achieve greater results when they've got some say, or is using your words, some accountability in that. So I really appreciate your clarity there, Patrick, on helping people in organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website, on the events page. As a reminder, you'll see the regular complimentary webinars that we offer. And Patrick, as you know, I'm a raving fan of the hospital. My wife said to me, are you not going to dress up for the interview? And I said, I've got to put on my t-shirt. Patrick and I both go to the gym at the hospital. So Patrick, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Thank you. I would appreciate it. That's great.
Thanks again, Patrick. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.